Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I did get a text from Lottie Stockwells, and she wanted me to let everybody know that the big screen at the Alley is wired up and ready.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We use the word man boobs to describe Dan Issel.
And James Strebel.
You had him, you know, blowing things and muffing things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There are some really good pieces here. Mm-hmm. Just make the play when you have it there. Like, you get the ball all the way down the field. Score it. Don't turn it over. Stop fumbling. You know, make a tackle. You're right there. And I think I'm the most frustrated that Brian Brown got a fourth season. You know, and if we do have...
But you weren't last week.
Dieter, but we have every other week.
Yeah.
You're right. Not 2 weeks ago, but every other week. All right. 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering. Oh, goodness. And I need to look on my email. Where are we next Friday? We're at one of the
Cox's
locations.
Yeah.
We're at Evergreen Fern Creek.
Fern Creek.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be BBN land
that's
out there.
BBN land out there in Fern Creek, buddy.
Is there some BBN property out there?
Oh, guarantee it.
We need Jack to be out there for that one. Have Avery run the show.
See the creek?
Looking
scared. Words for me.
There used to be this bar over there called Creekers.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been to Creekers?
I don't know. How are you going to act next Friday? That's what I'm wondering.
I'm going to act like I act.
We're going to be at Winter's Circle on Thursday.
Really?
In Clarksville.
Over here?
I'm going to smoke a cigarette the entire show.
That's awesome. I'm pumped about that.
How about that?
Yeah, a little Winter's Circle.
Get you a little
Circle.
Chili?
Yeah, do a little
Make
chili.
A little gamble on a little game?
Yeah, do a little horse gambling.
Horse gambling. Do a little horse?
Yeah, a little horse. Well, Horse betting.
Louis will give us some losers.
Yeah, thanks,
Louis.
Louis losers. You always like it when Louis losers are involved.
Yes, that's exactly what I like.
I can't wait for the back-to-back remotes.
Texas says, I heard KP's going to build a statue of Calipari and his X-Men outside the practice facility.
Damn right. Can I say one thing about just that sound when we were coming back?
Well, we have two pieces of sound. Do you want to play? Jack, where are we? Do you want to do this now? Here's the problem.
Yeah, we can do it now.
Since there's no natural lead today, I led today's show.
Yes. There's really nothing.
With the North Carolina quarterback who made fun of NC State and someone made him apologize like a bum.
That sounds like something that North Carolina would do.
Yeah, we don't do that around here.
No, we're mean.
Kentucky, the players are throwing L's down. They don't care at each other.
No.
Louisville fans will do what they do.
They throw trash cans at each other.
Yeah, we don't apologize.
We throw garbage
cans. Someone will throw a trash can. We don't apologize.
It's still an all-time moment.
Okay?
Bobby Petrino will get in your face and scream at you.
He'll tell a dude to bleep off.
Drew Bark will come out in sweatpants and start a fight.
You're damn
That's
right.
That's what we do here.
That's what happens here. So
Carolina is the country
that.
Club rivalries.
Yeah,
you better
we're
believe
the one
it.
For the people.
That's right.
You better believe it. So we can get to that. Also, Mel Kiper loves your boy Will Levis.
We
have Jeff Scott in 15 minutes, head coach at South Florida. We'll get to that. So, but for the next 20 minutes, I'm stuck in, do we play this sound for Strebel? We have two pieces of sound that you would like.
Yeah, you said B and Cardi sound.
We have B and Cardi sound, and we have Ben Roberts sound.
A little recruiting sound, a little basketball sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
Well, Jack, do you want to do that? Because
Let's do Roberts first.
The only other thing we have on my sheet of lies that I would like to get to is the Blank and Baker thread on Cats Illustrated.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I don't know how much I could read.
Strebel's nervous about that.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
But it's substantial.
Yeah, though, there's a lot going on there, a lot of, you know, wishing bad things on Mark Blankenbaker going on that thread.
They know you
know
him.
It was taken down for a little while, then it was put back up again. So there's a lot going on there with Mark Blankenbaker and Cats Illustrated. So we'll see what happens with this lawsuit going forward. But Cats Illustrated is very excited about it, obviously.
Well, there we go.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to play the Ben Roberts sound first?
Okay.
Okay, so the lead-in here is Louis, you know, is tired of asking about DJ Wagner.
Sure.
So he changes the question up, and he says to Ben Roberts of the Lexington Herald Leader, he says, what percentage would you put that DJ ends up at Kentucky?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go.
90, 85 to 90.
Wow.
I just don't, yeah, I mean, I.
Is the other 10% another college, or is it G League? What does it look like for you?
No, I would be surprised at this point if he went to the G League.
Okay.
I just haven't really heard much of that from credible places. And, you know, just the more I talk to people, including people out of Jefferson County, it just seems like everybody behind the scenes thinks he's going to Kentucky at this point. And it ranges from, I think he's going to Kentucky, to I would be absolutely shocked if he doesn't go to Kentucky. And that is a narrative that has kind of, I mean, I think I've said for months now that I think he ends up at Kentucky, but I didn't think 3-4 months ago, 5-6 months ago, that it was 85 to 90%. That's just something that has kind of built up over the summer and over the early fall. That just the more people I talk to, it's really difficult to find anybody who thinks he's going to Louisville and is basing that off anything in reality, and not just trying to sell you something at this point. So, yeah, I would be pretty surprised at this point if he doesn't end up at Kentucky.
You know what's curious to me too? So you get the little poster comes out today for Louisville Live.
Texas says Blank's getting that Higgins treatment from BBN.
No, it's not that bad. What Higgins got is not what Blankenbaker's getting. But anyway, so that poster comes out today for, you know, Louisville Live at Slugger Field. And one would think if DJ Wagner to Louisville was still a thing, that there would be some type of DJ Wagner is going to be one of the guests at Louisville Live as far as recruits are concerned. Have we heard anything like that?
You can't do that.
No, message boards. You can do it on message boards.
Okay, message boards, yes. No, but like,
No,
I thought you were saying like the official U of O release.
No,
like, you can't do that.
No, yeah. I know you can't do that, but you get released on message boards and on Twitter accounts and everything. Like, here's the guest list for Big Blue Madness. Here's the guest list for Louisville Live. Here's the guest list for Kansas.
There's a guest list.
Yeah, but
for
he's
me.
Not on it. I guarantee you he's not on it. He ain't coming. So Ben Roberts knows. Jefferson County knows. I just love how his Jefferson County moles. I love his Jefferson County spies. And it makes them so mad that they're talking to Ben Roberts and saying he ain't coming to Louisville. He's going to Kentucky. And I know it rubs people the wrong way, and it makes me so happy. Y'all didn't even get him to your big event. How about that? You put all your chips in his basket. He ain't even coming. He don't give a damn about Jack Harlow being there. We all know who the special guest is, by the way. Kenny Payne is special guest. We know. It's the worst kept secret in America. It's Jack Bum Harlow. We know.
I agree.
DJ Wagner don't want to see him.
Could it be anybody else?
No.
It can't be
Joan
anybody
Joan Osborne. That's... What if God was one of us? What if she was the special musical guest? She's from Louisville.
What about Kelly Osborne?
Yeah, Kelly Osborne. Papa don't preach.
What about Ozzy Osborne? There we go. I contributed.
Nice, Jack. Yes. But yeah, it is what it is at this point. It's expected. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
Play the Paul Biancardi sound. What's the context here?
Yeah.
ESPN's Paul Biancardi was on the V Show, and it went wrong for Bobby V and Nick Valvano. So what's the lead?
Wrong.
Well, I mean, yeah, he talked about Kentucky instead of cards.
Well,
what happened here, Jack? What do we have?
Well, that's been going back and forth for a long time. There was speculation that they were going to separate and go their own ways.
We're talking about Bradshaw.
I think as time has gone on, they're maybe thinking about how they can go together. But at the end of the day, even if it's brothers, blood brothers, you know, they're both going to pick schools that are best for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when they make their final call, they're going to look at who potentially could be in the program next year, you know, and who's going to come back and what other freshmen are coming in before they make their decision. But I will say this. The kids, you know, over the last 5 or 10 years, they love to get together and like Zion Williamson did with R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish and almost be like a super team.
Mm-hmm.
You put D.J. Wagner together with Aaron Bradshaw. They've had a lot of success at Camden High. They had success on the AAU circuit with pro scholars. Whatever program they would join, obviously they would elevate it, you know, to a top 20 level.
Super team.
Super team.
X-Men.
Super team. X-Men part two. We got X-Men this year. We got X-Men next year. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, Pauly B told him. And Bob just went, how about that? They bonded the bridge. Whatever the gap was between DJ and Aaron, they bonded that bridge. That now
the bridge has been bonded.
And playing together at Kentucky for maybe Cal's swan song. Let's go. Bring it on. Let's go. Well, he's going to ride out in a blaze of glory with DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, Kinsley.
They'll have him
Kinsley.
Also. Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham, Shepard, Justin Edwards, Adu Thero. That's 7 bangers right there, Andy. Damn, brother. That's 7 bangers right there. And they're going to add more to that? Icing on the cake. You got Big O. I'm coming back. Just explosions everywhere. Yes.
Big O ain't coming back.
I know he's not.
Look at you. But you waited all the way to the 5 o'clock hour.
That lovemaking. It was lovemaking.
You played possum. That's what you just did.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Look at you.
That's 7 players off the charts right there, baby. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Cal's going to be shining. Orlando Antiqua's doing the damn thing again. And Kenny Payne might get a couple 4-stars in the 70s. Oh, boy.
What? Boy, I didn't think you would turn into that, Jack.
Yeah, that was
boy,
great
you're a
sound.
Salesman. You're tired out right now.
I love that.
You're tired out.
You got back-to-back sounds. And you won't hear a peep from the birds. Won't hear a peep. When DJ Wagner goes to Kentucky, they'll shut up, zip their lips like they never said anything.
A couple notable U of L people. I tried to say, "What do you think of the X-Men comment?" And I got, you know how the little bubbles start bubbling on the iPhone
The
message,
like they're gonna respond.
And then they stop, and you never get a message from them.
Yeah,
there was some bubbling, Nothing happened.
Culture of silence.
Yeah, the text must not gone through. I don't know what's happening.
Got lost in the ether.
It got lost in all the electrons and protons and neutrons.
The towers.
Oh goodness,
the towers were down. No, it's fantastic. They won't say anything, and they won't want to revisit old sound. They won't want to revisit old, predictions. They won't want to talk about any of that. They'll just move on to the next Kenny Payne recruit. They'll act like DJ Wagner was never going to come to Louisville. That's going to be the funny thing. That'll be the pivot. Like, we knew he wasn't going to come here. We just knew he wasn't going to come here. It's not a big deal. I mean, did you see Milt Wagner pitching out the first pitch last night for the Bats? You see that? Uncle Milt was.
What are you getting ready to say
or
right
Grandpa
now?
Milt. No, yes. He just was. He,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with
it. Sure, they have a couple games left.
No, he's
a legend in the area.
He is. Yeah.
Have Milt Wagner out there throwing a curveball on a Wednesday night. Beautiful weather.
But, I mean, if you're going to have Milt Wagner throwing the curveball out there, I mean, at least get a DJ Wagner
You got to wait for DJ.
I mean, yeah.
But DJ lives far away.
He's never coming here, so it's going to be great. But, yeah, and then they asked Milt Wagner about the team, and he said we're supposed to say, oh, we're going to be better than people think. Yeah, that's what Satterfield said. How about that? How'd that work?
Take your sip. Go.
Gonna
you
be better
your
than
sip.
What people think. What who thinks?
Take a note.
Mm. That was good.
That came in loud and clear.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
I can't dance, man. What a great
at the time of the hour. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
What a great
BBN
stretch.
Was that?
Hell yeah, brother.
What a great stretch for Kentucky basketball. What a great stretch.
Well, that's getting ready to happen.
St. Peter's
it
hasn't been happening.
No.
You're saying it's getting ready to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying you're on the precipice.
On the precipice.
It's the same thing you did say last year, but you know, whatever. It is the
it's
same.
It's my glory days, Andy.
By the way, do you want to go to Midnight Madness this year or BBN Madness?
Yes, absolutely.
Because last year we got you tickets
went.
And you complained it was boring, and it is boring.
It was a little boring.
No, it is boring.
Yeah.
It's a boring event,
but it's. I'm hoping that.
So, do you want to go?
Yes, if it's being offered, yes.
Do you want to be, and here's the question, and Jack, I don't know if we have had this discussion. I have a vision.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you're there.
Yeah.
You take Kellen with you.
Good, okay, yes.
That's what you did last year, right?
Yeah, Kellen and I went. He loved it.
Maybe there's a little Dan Issel.
No, really?
Maybe there's a little John Calipari.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes,
that would be. Maybe there's a little Orlando Antigua
like
somewhere.
Right now.
Yes, I would love to go
That's
to that.
That's my dream.
I would love that.
We need Issel in town.
Issel, can you come, Issel?
I've made a couple texts. We need Issel in town.
Yes.
BBN Madness. No one will know who he is.
No.
But we'll try to get you on the floor.
Man. I would buy a new polo shirt. I'd go all out.
I'm buying a new polo shirt.
The brand new UK polo shirt. I would go all out.
You have a couple nice ones. Why do you need a new one?
Well, you got to update it. When you go beat John Calipari and Dan Issel, you got to update. Kellen will have his Oscar Tshiebwe shirt on. He'll be ready to roll. He's got an Oscar shirt.
You know, I was throwing this to Louie. I think Louie was thinking he would be in the picture. It's like, Louie, no. Louie's like, yeah, me and Issel are there.
Kellen will be like, who's that?
I hate to tell you.
I'll say, Kellen, that's...
We don't need you, Louie.
That's Dan's manservant. Yeah.
It's his man.
It's his man.
It's his little man.
Louis is his little man. It'd be great.
By the way, I sent Louis a message during the show. Greg Norman met Greg Norman.
I saw this.
He's backed by the Saudis, Jack. I don't know if you've heard this. He met with GOP leaders.
Greg Norman did?
Yeah. And I said that to I said that to Louie, and I go, this will put his little mind.
What's this?
This will put him in a bind.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's meeting with the leader, Mitch McConnell.
Oh goodness, 4379680. Okay, here is what Mel Kiper Jr. said about Will Levis. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
All right, who are you texting over there? You're getting texts right now.
A friend of mine had a baby.
Oh, Mark Blankenbaker?
No.
Oh, another Blanken friend baby? Of yours?
Yeah, another friend, yeah. A coworker of mine. She had a baby. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, again, Mark Blankenbaker?
You had to cover any of her shifts at the school now?
No. They brought in a sub.
Really?
Yeah, brought in a sub. Yeah.
Should have been me. Yeah. I could have fit in. Well, great.
middle school.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. You can tell them. Yeah,
English
got you.
And language arts. Could you do that?
For 7th graders?
6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Maybe not 8th graders. 6th graders, yes.
Yeah,
8th graders,
do a little English, little language arts.
Maybe I'm just 6th, 7th grade, yeah. Something like that.
Take off for the 8th grade.
Here's what Will Levis said, or here is what Mel Kiper said. Mel Kiper on his big board has Will Levis where? Do you know the answer to this?
I do not. No, I haven't
Where do
seen
you
this.
Think he has him? He lists, let's see. Well, this is just his top 25, I guess.
Okay. So he's the top.
And then he goes by position. So, I mean, he lists a lot of guys here.
I'm going to say he has Will Levis at 10.
He's got him at 4.
4?
Behind Will Anderson, the defensive end at Alabama, CJ Stroud, Ohio State, Jalen Carter, who's a beast, defensive tackle at Georgia, Will Levis, 5.
Wow.
Ahead of Bryce Young. I'm looking at other quarterbacks here. Ahead of Anthony Richardson, who he does has as a top 15 prospect.
Does he really?
Tyler Van Dyke, he's got at 21, it looks like. So, yeah,
wow.
I mean, it would put him as basically the second quarterback, and that will be part of the conversation if people like the kid from Miami.
Right.
If you like Levis more than Trout, what about Bryce Young? He has Levis ahead of Bryce Young.
Which is shocking to me.
It says, I recently went through all of Levis's throws in 16 starts at Kentucky, and I was extremely impressed. He has a rocket launcher for an arm. The Penn State transfer makes some wow throws. That has got him into trouble at times. He has 4 picks in 3 games this season, but it's clear watching him that he believes he can fit the ball into any window. My comp is Matthew Stafford. Levis plays in a pro-style offense at Kentucky, and he's not going to need much time to adjust into the NFL. He doesn't have a great supporting cast of playmakers around him, but he makes it work. He can maneuver the pocket and throw on the run. He's the real deal, and he's going to battle to be the top signal caller in the class, though I want to see him clean up the mistakes and limit his turnovers.
He sounds like Sam Darnold. That's who he sounds like.
Wow.
Wow. I like that.
That's, you know, Jack took a shot at, who was it that you took a shot at?
Oh, the offensive line and Yenzer.
Yenzer.
Yeah, I mean, he's anti-Yenzer. Anti-offensive line.
He says, maybe you're not Matthew Stafford who just won the Super Bowl. Maybe you're Sam Darnold. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't think Sam Darnold was looked at as a mobile quarterback, though. I think those are two very different types of
comparisons. In big arm.
Yeah.
A lot of raw talent, the thought of, oh, they'll just translate easily, but they just ignore the fact that each of them had really big turnover problems that Levis still has time to improve on, but Sam Darnold never got better during his time at USC, and that ended up dooming him in the NFL.
I can see a little
now,
bit
I will
of that.
Say, Darnold only started 1 year, I think, Jack.
Right.
And you would have, I mean, you have two full years if he remains healthy.
Levis.
And
I think
they're different players. I understand what you're saying could potentially be right, and this is always the argument, and I'm wondering, because Mel Kiper likes Will Levis.
A lot.
He loves Will Levis, so I don't know if that's an agent thing. I don't know if he really does love Will Levis. Right. I don't know if he's a Scangarello Cohen guy. I don't know, but it is clear early on that a few guys, I mean, there are several guys, including Mel Kiper Jr., like Will Levis. My question will be, are you going to act like Louisville fans?
Darnold started 2 years at USC, by the way.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to do this through the entire draft process?
As far as
where you get butthurt if someone doesn't like Will Levis? That's what
no,
I'm asking.
I don't. I won't.
You
I,
won't. But BBN will.
Yeah. BBN will. Yeah. No. That's ain't. Of course they're going to do that. You know they're going to do that because it's they don't get many. Look, here's the thing.
Well, they don't get any quarterbacks.
We don't get any quarterbacks
about. You haven't
Tim
had one.
Couch.
Yeah, and
Tim Couch was Andre Woodson a little bit, but he ended up falling off.
I mean, Woodson was a late round pick by the Giants.
No, yeah, yes, absolutely.
He was there for 1 year on the practice squad. Then he got brought into Washington. I know this because the Giants played Washington.
Yes.
And then right when they got done with the game that week,
they let him
go.
Cut him. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I don't think he's been back.
Kind of like
what
the Patriots did.
Hell of a player, though.
Yeah. But, no, I'm with you. They haven't had anything like this since Tim Couch, so I think that BBN is going to be ultra protective of Will Levis more so than maybe any player in a long time football-wise. And they're going to, anyone that takes a slight or says he's not that good or he's overrated, it's going to be battle cry. It's going to assemble the troops, assemble the Stoops troops, and they're going to go after whomever downgrades him.
Jack, do you have the music handy? Do you have the college basketball music handy?
No,
give me 5
basketball.
seconds.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, yeah, the college basketball music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I just looked at Twitter. Jack, where's the music?
What happened?
Rab Johns.
Oh, here we go.
Trace Jackson Davis has said the following about Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Yep, this is the one that I was thinking you were going to read it.
He's ridiculous. I think he's only going to be here for 1 year, but that's just me. Good, then he'll take some of your minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, he's a guard.
Yeah. Who's the big?
Malik Reneau.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
He's going to be there more years.
So it's going to take Xavier Johnson's minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to play him and Johnson together, and that's going to take Miller Kopp's minutes.
But he's
a pro. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man.
All these pros on IU. Could you imagine?
Who has more pros, Louisville football or IU basketball?
267-9680. He said pro. Is it too much to ask? Could I hear the list of players at Rummage and Blanket?
Well, we don't have the sound.
Oh, darn. I thought we did. Okay, then never mind.
It's several.
I just wanted to hear it. I know. It's selfish. I have to go back and listen to the podcast because I really do want to hear this.
If you do, please send me just an exact timestamp. That would make it a lot easier on my end.
Is it third hour, I'm assuming?
I think so, but
third
I really
hour.
Can't
okay.
remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I got to be honest.
I'll
I really can't
the,
remember.
I'll look the
they did this
see.
Thing where it's like, we still have a lot of we have a lot of talent. We have pros on the team.
You don't have any pros. I mean, could we go 2 years in a row?
No.
Louisville does not get
Nah, I think they'll get a couple
Malik,
guys drafted.
Malik will get drafted. I agree with that. Malik will get drafted for sure. He's the one I know for sure will get drafted.
437-9680. Let's take a break on the other end. Hey, our guy Jeff Scott, head coach of South Florida football, he'll join us next here on The Take on this Thursday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're bringing in kids that want to dominate that rivalry. Period.
And James Strebel.
It's ACC title game or bust. Period.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Period.
All right, back at it on this Thursday. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. We're hanging out with you up until 6 o'clock. Reminder, Soccer City coming up after that. 7:30, little Browns and Steelers Thursday night football right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Always love when we can talk to some coaches, and Jeff Scott joins us. The head coach there was South Florida. Of course, the Bulls come into town on Saturday. That one a noon kickoff. You can hear it over on 93.9 The Ville. Coach, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You know, you guys had such a valiant effort last weekend in the swamp at Florida. Has that, you know, I know your guys were probably down after that game. Was it more heartbroken, or was it more, hey, let's get back to work, fruits of the labor, that sort of thing this week in practice?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, obviously, after the game, you know, our guys were very disappointed because we had played, you know, really well for the majority of the game and had several opportunities really to put the game away. And unfortunately, just were not able to capitalize on a few situations and had a couple self-inflicted, you know, plays there that really cost us the game. So I think, you know, Saturday night into Sunday, you know, we give our guys 24 hours, right, after the game,
right,
regardless whether you win or lose. You got to be able to kind of turn that page. And so, you know, we did that on Sunday, and then when our guys came back in Tuesday morning, you know, it really was all about, you know, getting ready for this Louisville team.
Did you see last weekend in the swamp, did you see something different in your players, in the program?
Yeah, I think it definitely was a step forward for us. You know, we felt like, you know, we really had improved a lot this offseason with some of the transfers that we brought in, and then also our returning players and the way they had worked, you know, throughout the spring practice and through summer and fall camp. And we were a little disappointed, you know, with our performance against BYU in the opener. And then, you know, I think we took a step forward the next week against Howard. But, you know, really we hadn't seen the level of play that we felt we were capable of and that we should be playing at. So I think, you know, watching that game Saturday night, it definitely was a different level maybe than that we played at in the recent past. And, you know, I think overall our guys – handled the environment very well. I mean, there was 88,000 fans, very loud environment there. And I think we also responded well to the adversity. And that's something that we talk a lot to our players about is, you know, the one guarantee is there's going to be adversity in the game, right? There's momentum swing.
Sure.
And we got to be able to kind of step into those. And so, you know, I think with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, we found ourselves down 24-10. And, you know, our guys didn't flinch. We ended up going on an 18-0 run and, you know, had the lead 28-24 there with about 8 minutes left in the, you know, fourth quarter, and just unfortunately, you know, made a couple critical mistakes there at the very end.
Jeff Scott with us, head coach there at South Florida. Of course, they're coming into Cardinal Stadium coming up on Saturday. Reminder, we'll have the game over on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. You know, I mean, you're obviously in the midst of a rebuild. You mentioned what you did in the transfer portal. We know about the transfer portal. You take over and there's COVID, right? You finally get on the other end of that. Where are you in the rebuild, and how was the sell job, given that you guys did a lot of work in the transfer portal? How was that sell job?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, any time that you're taking over a program that maybe had not had the success in the last few years that they wanted to, it's always a process, right? And, you know, my goal coming down here to Tampa, you know, to South Florida, was really to build a program that can have sustainable success. And, you know, the 12 years that I spent with Coach Dabo Swinney up there at Clemson, you know, I was able to be a part of that and really watch him, you know, build the foundation, you know, of a program that can have that sustainable success. And I think it starts, number one, with the culture that you develop in the building. It also has to do with the standard, right? You have to set a standard that every player and every coach really has to kind of work to and live by each and every day. And, you know, that process takes time. And obviously, like you mentioned, COVID and all those distractions and time away probably were a little bit more of a challenge than a typical situation. But I do feel like we're getting on the other side of it. I feel like, you know, our guys have really bought into what we're talking about. And I feel like, you know, we've made a lot of progress off the field in the locker room through our discipline and accountability and all these things that you really have to have, you know, before it translates over to the field. So I think, you know, what I've learned in recruiting is when your current players are you know, excited about where they are and the coaches and people that they're around, they're excited about the environment they're in, then that translates over, you know, to the recruits, because your players are going to be honest to recruits when they come in. And so I think the fact that, you know, our current players that have been here and returning are excited about what we're building, I think, you know, the transfers that have options to go many places, I think they could feel that positive energy and really wanted to come and be a part of a program that's really on the rise.
You mentioned coaching them under Dabo, and obviously you were in some great games being the OC and other position coaches against U of L, and that's something that I did want to get to here in just a second. But I don't know, did you see the video from last weekend of Dabo running down the hill first, fast and first? Did you happen to see that floating around the internet this week?
I didn't see it this week, but I've seen it for the last
sure you have.
14 years.
Why does he do that? Why does he do that?
Yeah, he does it because he wants to set the tone for the day and the players.
There you go.
That hey, it's all about, you know, it's not about what you've done in the past. It's about what you're going to do today, right? And you got to be out front and you got to be sprinting down the hill, right? We don't want to just work our way and jog down the hill. So he's really setting the tone each time he does that to his team. And at some point, you know, it's going to catch up with him and he'll pull a hamstring or something.
Well,
I think he's still got a few more years before he gets to that.
I'd be afraid of falling. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of people watching those games in attendance and on television. I'd be afraid I'd fall on my face. Jeff Scott with us, head coach there at South Florida. You mentioned Tuesday, you bring the team in and you start breaking down U of L. Listen, this Louisville team at 1-2, they've had, you know, one good defensive performance, two bad defensive performances. They're trying to figure out who they are on offense, but obviously dynamic at quarterback. They bring Tyon Evans back this week at running back. When you look at the cards, what do you see on tape?
I see a lot of difficult situations for us. I think, you know, number one, obviously it starts with Malik Cunningham, a you know, very, very talented quarterback. I mean, obviously, each and every play, you know, he can run and score, or he can throw it. And I feel like his experience, obviously, there in that system, he knows what he's doing. He's seen a lot of different defenses, and he knows where to go with the ball. And he also knows when it's time to pull it down and run. And I think that's probably when he's at his best, is whenever things break down and he's able to use his feet and he's an explosive runner. And then also I feel like Louisville has a lot of great skill players. I feel like the receivers that they have great speed and, you know, really can become a problem for you. And then, you know, they have multiple running backs, obviously getting their starter back for Saturday. But also, you know, there's two or three other guys I feel like that have really good speed, change the direction. And then, you know, defensively, Louisville is actually leading the ACC in sacks. And, you know, Louisville has 10 sacks on the season in three games. And I feel like their defensive front can be very disruptive. And also their linebackers are very aggressive. And so it'll be it, – it's a – very similar challenge, in my opinion, to what we faced last week going into the Swamp versus a very talented Florida team, you know, with great players with great speed on both sides of the ball. And we're going to have to play extremely well on Saturday to, you know, be able to compete with this talented team.
Well, Coach, I don't need to tell you just the way, and I don't know if you're the one in charge of the schedule at this point or going forward, but, I mean, for people that don't know, top 25 team, you all played BYU at the Swamp, at Louisville, and then when USF goes into the American, again, Coach, I know I don't have to tell you, you're on the road for Cincinnati and Houston. I mean, you have a beast of a schedule, and you're challenging yourself in the non-con, unlike, I mean, Power 5 teams don't do this. And you are.
Yeah, it's a great challenge. I probably didn't look at the non-conference schedule before I took the job.
That's a good point.
One thing, but no, you know, well, here's what I've told our players is, you know, to go where we want to go, I mean, we're still in the process of building our team and our football program. You know, we need those challenges.
Sure.
Because when you face those challenges in adversity, that's really where your team is made. And, it may not always work out with the wins and losses in some of those games. But, you know, early in the season, it's good to go on the road and be able to play in these environments, get challenged, because, you know, if you do that, then you're going to become a better team the next week. And whenever we go into conference play, you know, we're going to know that, hey, we've been battle-tested.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it hasn't been easy, but you kind of take those scars with you and try to, you know, lean on that experience to be able to help you when you get into conference play. But, yeah, there's no doubt about it. We've got a difficult schedule, and, you know, this will be our final non-conference before we get ready to turn the page after Saturday and get ready for the American.
We love it. Jeff Scott with us, South Florida head coach here on The Take. It's a Thursday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Just quickly, last one on your team. Attacking Louisville's defense. You guys want to run the football? Maybe run a little clock? I don't know. Without telling me too much of the game plan, how do you attack how do you attack the Cards, I guess, on Saturday?
Yeah, well, the first thing, their scheme defensively is really set up to stop the run. You know, you may look at it and say, well, they've given up, you know, this number of rushing yards. But really, if you watch it very closely, you know, they've given up a couple big plays, a couple long runs. But really, play to play, they've done a really good job of, you know, keeping things contained. But the style of defense that they play, the scheme, you know, Louisville has extra overhangs off both sides. And so they're really kind of challenging you to be perfect in your run blocking, and then also to kind of pick and choose your windows in the passing game. You know, I think it's a little bit of a cat and mouse, but I have a lot of respect for Coach Satterfield and a lot of respect for this Louisville staff. I know many of them and have for many years, and I think, you know, from a system standpoint, they're very well coached and have a really good scheme. And, you know, it just comes down to which team is going to, you know, execute their game plan, you know, the best. It's not always the best team that wins. It's the team that plays the best for those four quarters,
sure,
you know, on that Saturday. And so that's really kind of where our focus is going into this one.
Did you just say your paths have crossed with some of the guys on the staff, Scott Satterfield, I would assume, or anybody else?
Yeah. Coach Satterfield, whenever he was at App State and I was at Clemson, he came down from time to time.
Sure.
And I had an opportunity to really get to know him, and he's someone that I'll reach out to from time to time, you know, as a head coach. It, you know, can become pretty lonely up there. And then and also,
oh, yeah.
Coach Lance Taylor, their offensive
okay.
coordinator, I
yeah.
got to know him in the past as well. And so I've got a lot of respect for their staff, and I mean, I know how difficult it is when you're trying to go out and win each and every week, and it just comes down to a couple plays. And so that's really what, you know, this game of football is all about, is being able to go out and execute at a high level.
Jeff Scott with us, head coach USF. Okay, you've been gracious with your time. Just three quick ones, and we'll get you out of here, okay? People need to know, you were the co-offensive coordinator there, the wide receiver coach. I mean, you were one of the main men there on that in that game in 2016. Louisville goes on the road. It's in Death Valley. They come up just short. It was a heartbreaking game for UofL fans, yet it put them on the map. If nothing else, it was just one of the great college football games of that season in the last several years. What do you remember from that game, back and forth between you guys, Deshaun Watson, and obviously Lamar Jackson and Bobby Petrino?
Yeah, it lived up to everything that maybe we thought it was going to be before the game, you know. And I just remember watching both Deshaun and Lamar. I mean, you knew that you were watching, you know, two future superstars that were going to be playing at a very high level, you know, in the NFL in years to come. And, you know, it was just it was a great game. I mean, again, I was at Clemson for 12 years, and we had a lot of big games, a lot of great games, but that definitely would be, you know, in the top five all time, just because of the back and forth, and it really came down, you know, to maybe that last series and last drive, and it was, you know, it was a very well played game by both teams. And we were very fortunate to be able to come out on the winning side that night.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Do you know the names of the guys who had to pull Brett Venables back by his pants? Do you know the names of any of those guys through the years?
Yes, Adam Smotherman, Coach okay. Smo.
Okay, there
Coach
it is.
Coach Smo was Coach Venables' get-back guy. And the best part was every time he'd pull him back, Venables would look back at him like he was going to, you know, do something to him.
Sure.
You know,
every like, that's time, his like job.
Unexpected, but that's how Coach Venables coaches, man. He's coaching with his hair on fire and giving everything, intensity and everything he has every play.
Yeah, we could go on forever. How many you know, guys are coaching or head coaches or have been on the staffs right around your time there. Last one for Jeff Scott. Appreciate the time. You know, you're there in Tampa. Tampa, have you just been out? Have you seen Tom Brady? If you're just out and about, have you seen Tom Brady at all?
No, I've been to two Bucs games since
okay.
I've been here, one being the Super Bowl a year ago, a year and a half ago, I guess.
There you go.
And so I've seen him play twice, but no, I think he's very busy, so he's probably not out too much, and I'm pretty busy myself, and probably not out too much. But no, there's no doubt he's had a big impact on the Bucs here and everything that they've been doing. And we're glad to have him in Tampa Bay for at least another year.
Well, there we go. Well, Coach, safe travels. Appreciate it. Gracious with your time. Good luck on Saturday. We'll be watching. Take care down the road. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. Go Bulls.
All right, so there's Jeff Scott, head coach of South Florida. And the Bulls come into town on Saturday, taking on Satterfield in Louisville. Again, noon on ESPN Louisville. All right, Jack, go ahead and tell the people about Vitality.
Yeah, Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness. I lost 85 pounds on the program over the course of two rounds. Safe, effective weight loss tailored for your body. All you have to do is go to Vitality. They'll give you a little bit of a hand scan. You just put your hand on a scanner for 15 minutes, get an initial assessment, and that'll tell you everything that your body is deficient in. And let me tell you, I was very deficient in a lot of things, but you know what? Vitality helped me out there. They showed me how to kickstart my metabolism with a personalized food list and supplements based off of what I needed. Again, 85 pounds over the course of two rounds, 18 pounds I lost in the first week. And here's the best part, I wasn't hungry while on the program. I stuck to the program. There were obviously hard points, but it wasn't nearly as difficult as I thought it was going to be. I had about 500 calories a day. I discovered what fruit and vegetables taste like because, you know, I never had
an
orange, strawberries, grapes, a salad, none of that stuff. And that's all now part of my daily, you know, food plan of what I eat, even now that I'm off the program. So I burned all of that unwanted fat that I was hopeless on that I was ever going to burn. I got rid of a good chunk of that. I feel much more comfortable and happier physically about my body. And if you need to lose a lot of weight, they're the place to call. If you need to lose 10 to 20 pounds, like I'm probably going to have to do, is I still got to lose a little bit more after around January 1st, they can absolutely do that as well. So all you need to do is check out the Jack Grossman special. Get your initial assessment, that little hand scan, for just $27. That's usually priced at $199, but this is just for $27. For more info, go to vitalityweight.com and tell them ESPN Louisville sent you.
All right, well, there we go. Jack Grossman, Vitality, getting her done during football time. Look at you, losing weight during football. Quick break. More of the Take after this. How about that on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who won the Derby?
And James Strebel.
Strike Rich. Or Rich Strike, Rich Strike. Sorry, Rich Strike. Rich Strike. I just mixed the name up. Rich Strike won.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I appreciate Jeff Scott joining us there, talking some USF football here on The Take. How about that?
Yeah, very good stuff.
How about
there.
That? Jack, we need to have some clips out there. Diener needs to play. Come on, Diener, play that.
Play
I dare you.
Yeah,
we got a few clips
by the way,
for the guys tomorrow.
What's that?
We got a few clips cut already for the guys tomorrow.
Oh, there we go.
How about that?
Is Patty Ice producing tomorrow for Double D?
He is.
There you go.
Oh, Cardinal Pat.
Cardinal Pat.
How about game day eve? His wheelhouse. He'll be ready to go.
The Cardinals trail 3-1, middle of the sixth inning, Jack. So there we go.
Padres.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Tomorrow we will have, we're not sure. We'll have the mixtape. We'll have Bozic, potentially Max Godby.
Sure. Lee Sterling?
Lee Sterling.
Yes. Okay.
Could be a busy show tomorrow. I might leave halfway through and go to
Slipknot.
To go see Slipknot. That's the best way
good.
To say it.
Yeah, go to Slipknot.
To go see Slipknot.
Flame of God in there. Yeah, it'd be a good show. Absolutely.
Oh, man. We'll talk about this tomorrow. I might go by myself. This is content. This could become content tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Jack, what did I tell you to write down at the beginning of the show?
Where my family should go for Rosh Hashanah services.
There
on
we
Monday.
Go.
Okay.
Yes. That debate tomorrow as well.
Do we go to the synagogue or do we watch my cousin on Zoom? Those are the options.
What a football Friday.
I think it's a synagogue until
football
until
Friday.
I'm told differently.
I'm kind of there with you.
There we go.
So we'll do our picks early, our pick segment earlier than usual.
I don't know. That's true, I have no idea. Jack, do you want to play a piece of sound before we kick it over to Soccer City? Do you have a piece of sound or two that you like today that we have not got to, obviously?
I want our coaches to be paid in the top 20%. I want like Scott Satterfield to make $6 to $8 million a year
as
a head coach. I want our defensive coordinator to make $1.5 to $2 million a year as the going rate in college football.
Like I want a mansion.
I did get a text from Lottie Stockwells, and she wanted me to let everybody know that the big screen at the Alley is wired up and ready. So for Saturday, so get out there. I mean, I can tell you right now. When the game ends, I'm hitting the Alley. Like, that's where I'm going. I'm gonna I'm gonna, you know, go watch a little football for as long as the Alley's open. I'm gonna be at the Alley until they kick me out. So, whether they kick me out at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock,
go home see the baby.
I'm gonna be there.
Cuddle with L. Go see the baby. The Alley will be there.
You think you'll ever hold Blankenbaker's baby? I mean, I know I'm a no.
No.
I think we're all those.
Yeah, I don't think he'll bring her around.
I think we'll see the baby. I totally disagree with
really?
That.
Really? You think he'll
that
see
baby's
her?
Not going to be sitting at home swaddled. No, it's going to be out and about.
Out and about?
Yeah.
Doing little L's up?
Yeah. I think you're wrong on this one.
Little car tattoo on the cheek? Little, you know.
Yeah, the little fake tattoo?
Yeah, little fake
absolutely.
Tattoo on the cheek? Little, yeah, little cardinal bird?
Got to save that.
I don't think
the gargle on the cardinal bird.
Gargled.
What a gargle!
It was bad. I don't
just
know
that's
why
where
I did
we
that.
End the show. That's where soccer. That's what I want. That's what I want to carry into Soccer City.
Yes.
A gargled cardinal bird.
Who is it? Is it Benton? What's the other kid's name?
Zach.
Zach.
Benton, yes. And Zach. Yeah.
Knew that was. There we go.
Go Soccer City.
And go Ents. Go Ents. Who's not there.
He's not there.
He's not there.
He's waiting for a phone call.
He's not going to see Soccer City. He's not going to be able to go to the Lou City game.
No.
He's not going to be able to see Incubus in concert at Louder Than Life. Yes. What a weekend.
But he'll be with me Saturday night.
There we go. All right, get out of here. Soccer City coming up next. Have a good night.